Hello again. Welcome. This is Connoisseur's Corner. I'm Jordan Rich. We talk about food, dining, restaurants, and certainly wine, and we do so with Ken Hoggins and his wonderful website, kenswineguide.com. Do become a subscriber. You'll love it. And don't forget to sign up for the free newsletter. Additional recommendations for Easter weekend in terms of red wines. What do you have?
We're going to start it off with a Grand Cru Beaujolais from the excellent 2020 vintage. This is the Chateau de Jacques Moulin au Vent. For $27, it's absolutely terrific. And I've been very high on the 2020 vintage from Beaujolais, and all the Cru level wines have been absolute winners that we've covered, and it's fantastic. So this one's medium-bodied, balanced, easy to drink, some black cherry flavors in there. Like I said, we scored at 92 points, and it's versatile enough to go with any dishes you're going to have on Easter.
All right, let's do another choice for our listeners.
Well, Easter here in New England, and it's coming a little early this year, could be a little bit chilly, so I'm going to give you a little bit bigger red wine to have after the Easter egg hunt for the adults. So Robert Foley makes a Petit Syrah. The 2019 might be the best he's ever made. We gave it 96 points. Well-balanced, smooth, velvety, supple, beautiful loam and black raspberry flavors. I would decant it while the Easter egg hunt's going on and then watch the adults look like they've had a big basket of candy when they come in and enjoy this point.
Well said, touche. Don't forget, folks, kenswineguide.com. You will absolutely love it. All part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ, Boston's News Radio.